Preston boss Paul Heckingbottom says their FA Cup clash with Aston Villa is a chance for them to bring the good times back to Deepdale. North End have won the famous competition twice, but this afternoon marks their first quarterfinal appearance since 1966. Heckingbottom admits that shows that they've been starved of success for too long.
Probably shows, like say, the tradition, the history that everyone's aware of Preston is in the past, and you know the recent history is not at the top level. So, yeah, it's a reminder about what we're all striving for and where we want to get to.
Manchester City will be looking to reach the semi-finals for the seventh year running when they take on Bournemouth this afternoon. Yesterday, Crystal Palace booked their spot in the last four with a 3-0 win over London rivals Fulham, while Nottingham Forest are also into the semi-finals. They beat Brighton 4-3 on penalties. And some cricket news quickly. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins and the Lions look set to draw their four-day series match at the Wanderers. Unfortunately, they've lost over a day and a half to weather, which means the Dolphins will begin the final down 294-5 in their first innings. Opener Tsepang Ditole will resume on 154 not out, while Ramashan Pillay is 40 not out. The Dolphins will be hoping to have a bowl today in order to try and pick up as many bowling bonus points as possible. In tennis news, Aryna Sabalenka has won the Miami Open. The Belarusian eased past American Jessica Pegula 7-5, 6-2. To claim a second title of the year after winning in Brisbane in January. It is a second consecutive final for Sabalenka after she lost at Indian Wells. In the men's draw, Novak Djokovic is chasing a 100th ATP title when he takes on 19-year-old Jakub Mensik in the men's final. Djokovic beat Grigor Dimitrov in straight sets, while the young Mensik overcame American Taylor Fritz in three sets. It's going to be golf news to finish. George Kutsia takes a narrow two-shot lead into the final round of the Sunshine Tour DNI Tour Championships at Blair Athol. Kutsia fired a 300 par 69 on Saturday to hold that slender two-shot lead over Jacques Kruijswijk, while defending champion Jono Broomhead is three shots off the pace on 12 under par. That's it from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.